down, like, right before the big day. We had, like, 4.5 months.
Oh, my God. Look, yeah. I don't think marriage is really hard, but I guess the pressure before the marriage is the hard part. Like, the pressure that people put on it. Like, oh, my God, you're getting married. Have you got the dress? Have you got the, you know, that type of stuff.
It's deeper problems right now, though. Like, right when we get angry with each other, have an argument or disagreement or quarrel, we have, like, this spell where we go into we just ignore each other. So we're, like, two ships passing. And I hate that. And I'm trying to get out of that before we actually, you know, do the big day. And it's, like, we should be better than that by now. It's been, like, 3 years.
Oh my God, so cute. Tell me about it. How have you guys met and stuff?
Well, we met in high school.
Oh my God, high school sweethearts. So cool.
Yeah. I moved away. I relocated to a whole nother state for like 3 or 4 years, and I came back, and we just picked up where we left off. Like, nothing ever happened.
Oh my God, so cute. I wish you all the happiness in the world.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I just really wanted to get better.
You will get better. Don't worry. Just, like, don't think about it too much. I know it's hard, but just try.
Because I'm trying to occupy myself. Like, I try to work out or, you know, cook different things and just keep my mind off of it. No, because he still, like, just walks around and doesn't say anything to me. I try to go out of my way with, you know, having his bath water in and
good vibes.
Everything, you know, and it's, like, it's still, like, he's just pouting, just walking around pouting.
Oh my God. Have you tried, like, go to your parents' house and, I don't know, change some airs? Talk to your sisters or siblings?
I don't. I'm the only girl and I'm the oldest. And, no, I really try to keep my
family. I feel you, girl.
My business.
I feel you.
It's hard.
Yeah, I know. So,
how about you?
I'm not going to marriage. I'm 18.
Okay.
I'm in universities and, you know.
In the university? Oh, wow.
I know, it's weird, but I'm in university.
Take your time.
I know, that's what I'm trying to do, but it's hard. I know, it's hard.
Yeah.
People, especially boys at 18, they are immature, like extremely immature. They always want trying to get to, you know.
Of course.
So that's why it's hard. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
You'll be just fine. You will be just fine. What's your major?
How?
What's your in school?
In school, I study business management.
Okay. Great.
Well, what did you do in college? What did you study at college?
Well, I majored in mass communications and a minor in English. And after school, I ended up doing something completely opposite. I'm in the oil field business and the pipelines and rigs. Yeah, like.
Do you like it? Does it, like, miss you? Really?
Yes, that's the weird part. I was like, why didn't I know about this? I was calling when I was in school.
Oh, my God. Does it, like, I don't know, suit you? Do you feel like, I don't know, like, suit you?
Yeah. And then, you know, if you know somewhere down the road I want to kind of calm down and do something more, like, laid back, I could always use my degree to go, you know, do something like that. But
yeah, that's cool.
Just looking at all.
So you're managing work and the marriage at the same time. You're here, girl.
Right. Oh gosh.
Believe me, you're a hero.
I'm trying.
Have you picked, like, your dress or something?
Yes, it actually arrived last week.
Really? Oh my God, yeah. So cute. So, when is your marriage? Where?
October in the state of Mississippi.
Oh my God, I'm so happy for you. I don't know why, even though it's not me who getting married, but
it's a lot of work, I tell you that. Yeah, like all the bridesmaids, like everybody, you just gotta keep up with everybody, make sure everything is, like, going right.
So you're not That's alone. Not you have like friends or with you and who's checking with you if you miss something.
Yeah, I have a couple, very, very few.
Why? You're not like type to socialize or something?
Oh no, I don't even have social media. This is the closest I come to social media. Is this no. right here?
Why?
So well, serious. I don't know. I just had a bad experience with trusting one of my friends. Let me tell you, girl. I was dating my boyfriend.
Ex.
It was ex. Yeah, my ex-boyfriend. Correct. And for like 2 years. And she and him were having relations the entire time. And I did not know about it.
Stop.
And just she was stop. My best friend.
Oh my God.
And it was happening right under my nose. I had no idea until both of them one day told me about it. And that's how no I way.
Oh, did yeah. told you just like it's normal thing. They're like, hi, we're dating.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, he and I had broken up and me and her, you know, she had just had a baby. I came down here and I brought her all the baby shower stuff. And
don't tell me it's his baby. Don't tell me.
No. It's not his baby. but yeah, and when as soon as I got back on the plane and went back home, she sent me a message on YouTube because I didn't have social media. So she sent me a message on YouTube and she told me. And then I called him. I'm like, is this an April Fool's prank or something? And he told me too. And I was like, well, I'm done with you. We've been over, but that was my friend for life, you know?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, extremely bad.
Life has dealt like,
yeah, me baby. They still together?
No, they're not.
Karma.
Yeah.
You deserve better, though. I wish you're on a better place now. Do you think you're on a better place?
I do. Overall, yeah. I just can't wait for us to get over this slump we're in right now.
Maybe just a lot of pressure, the same thing on you and him.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I do think so.
So you will work out. Don't worry. You're a smart girl. I know.
Yeah. And on top of that, look, I'm just venting. I want a baby. Mm. I am 28 years old and I have none. I think I've done pretty good.
Yes, you've done pretty good.
But eventually, by, you know, no later than 32, I would like to have one, you know, and I already have a bonus daughter.
Yes, you do.
Four. Yeah.
But it's good to have kids after the marriage. Like, you make sure that, I don't know, like, things are, you know what I mean? Like, it's yours. You have a baby with his father, like, your husband. It's cute.
Yeah.
You will have a baby. What would you name him if you have a child? Like, imagine if it's a boy. What would you name him?
Oh, you know what? I haven't even thought about names.
Oh, my God.
I really don't want to know. I don't even want to know the gender until
you get birth.
You know, she arrives. Yeah.
Like, just let's imagine. A boy. What would you name him?
How about Kevin?
No, I don't feel it. Change.
Cameron? Carter?
Yeah, cool. I like this one. Carter.
Carter. I like that one.
Yeah. Imagine if it's a girl. What would you name it?
Nicole?
Oh my God, so cute. Your second name, right?
Middle. Yeah, that's it.
So you have to think also about his middle name too. So what would it be?
Oh my gosh, that's hard.
Why would you name, like, a name that unique? Try one.
Menar.
Oh my God, thank you. Oh my God, thank you. Do you know what my name means?
What does that mean?
I don't know what they say in English, but it's the stuff that guard the sea. The one that, I don't know, I forgot the word. You see the sea when the ships arrive and stuff, and there's a light that make sure that they're okay in
the lighthouse?
Yes, exactly this one. That one means manar.
Wow.
It's in Arabic.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So what's it like there? Like, I see you have like a head wrap on.
Where? In Algeria?
Yeah.
Algeria is in Africa, the north of Africa. Like, we are, we're Muslim and Arabic, but we speak French. We speak French than Arabic. We're more French than Arabic.
So are your customs where you have more than one wife or whatever, or husband, or like, explain it.
No, it's not like about like you have to have more than one husband, more than one wife and stuff. Like, if you want to, it's stuff that you want, you decide to have. It's not obliged. You're not obliged to have more.
Okay.
So everyone like think that we all like my father like have three wives and my mother's. No, it's not like that. It's just like some person who like to do. Are like really religious. The religious one are the one who does this, because it's mentioned in our book.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Two different cultures.
Very different.
Yeah,
probably. It's like, good to learn things. I like to learn different things.
I will learn. You just ask me, and I'll answer you.
How about over there?
What?
Do they do the, I seen a documentary on YouTube, and it was, about female circumcision or something?
Sir what? Sir what?
Circumcision, or like, were they, the female, like, the only times
we wear hijab, the hijab thing, or not?
Hijab? Yeah.
Ah, hijab, yes. So hijab is not like an obligatory thing. It's just like you do it to protect yourself.
Oh, okay.
Be more religious. So we're not forced to wear it. It's. I wear pants. I wear like a tight pants, high waist pants. It's normal. I just like wear scarf to protect us.
Nice. And your makeup. You still wear
makeup? Yeah. A lot of makeup. So we're not like the media describe us as another thing, but we're really like humans and we have rights and we choose. Like, I choose to wear makeup, hijab, I choose not to wear it. It's my choice. Cool. But media make us like feel like men are like strangling us to do stuff that we don't want. But it's not.
Oh, wow.
So, what do you have in mind, too?
Well, is there anything you need to ask me? Or do you want to?
Yeah, you like your culture, guys. Like, you are really, I don't know. Everyone lives his life the way he wants. No one, like, pressuring him to do stuff and things. Which is, I adore, by the way.
Hmm. Oh boy.
So where do you live exactly?
South of the United States, and one of the southernmost states ever, Mississippi.
The Ray Schremer, the city, right? Gucci Mane.
Exactly.
Oh my god, I like this conversation. Yeah. Thank you, girl.
What about Texas and Georgia and Alabama? Louisiana. Yeah.
Cool. Cultures are not different, like
we do. It's a lot of different accents, it's a lot of different cooking, different spices, different areas people like. And have you ever had crawfish?
No.
Oh my gosh, you know what you're missing.
No. Oh, search that up, girl.
That is so good. Does that mean our time is about to run out?
Yeah, my time is running.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, it was so nice meeting with you. Follow me. Well, favor me. I favored you back so we can have another one of these.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thanks for this conversation.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.